Good morning and welcome to Glory and Peace Church. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in October. Wednesday Bible study and Friday prayer meetings are held each week at 7 p.m. If you cannot join us in person, you can use the following Zoom information to join in. And when you're on the go, you can also like, subscribe, and share on all of our social media channels. Did you know there is a convenient spot for your communion cup? It is located beneath the seat in front of you on the tray to your right. Volunteers are also needed. Please let us know where you'd like to help. Don't forget, daylight saving time ends on November 3rd.
Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome to you, everyone. Good to see everyone this morning. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. God is good. Let's stand into our praise and worship together this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Lead this service in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Together, praise God.
You're the head that I breathe. Spirit covers all the air. With power in your word, we exalt thee in our worship. God of all the earth, Alpha and Omega,
God of all the earth, God of all, oh.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
our hearts pant after you. In this dry and arid land, we seek your face, Father, with all of our hearts. Oh, Father, help us have the right priorities in every area of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you more than gold and silver. Let's sing it.
Ready to do your
know that song? Then sing it as a prayer. Purify my heart.
Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let it be as gold, pure gold. Refine us, fire. My heart's one desire is to be
Father, out of a purified heart, with clean hands, we approach you. We come to this holy hill where there is deliverance, and we receive all that you have promised. For in your presence there is peace and there is freedom. Father, grant us grace to live the fullness of life. We receive that grace. We walk in that grace. We flourish in that grace. We prosper in that grace. For it is in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God day, everyone. Let's stretch our hands and pray for our children. Father, we thank you for another day to magnify and bless your holy name. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your resurrection power. Thank you for all our biological children, extended families, their spouses, children standing before me, those hearing the sound of my voice, partners and extended families all over the world. We lift them before you this morning. Father, we declare your lordship, your reign over every one of us. Every child from 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, we commit everyone into your hand, that their heart will long after you, to seek after you, and to walk with you, and to find your ways, and to live in your presence. And Lord, in your presence there's fullness of joy. So let your joy be upon your children. Let your strength come upon them. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We receive that joy now. And we thank you for supernatural strength. Father, ability to do things they need to accomplish in their school, in their work, in their home, in their family, that it will be deposited on everyone in the name of Jesus. Father, that you provide for all your children, that you are more than enough, O Lord, that our heart will truly bless your holy name. We give you praise and we thank you for your goodness. Bless all our leaders, our teachers, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into our hearts, into the service, into our home, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we say have your way in our lives and in this service, in our city and in our nation. In our lives, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, praise the Lord. Our scripture reading this morning is going to be Psalm 27. It's not a very long one, so you can catch up. We've read this several times, but that's the one for today. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Say a big amen. Anyone that plan evil against you, they'll be the one that fall. You will never fall. Somebody say, I'll never fall. Say amen. You'll never fall into their net. They will fall into their own net and their pits. In the name of Jesus. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Somebody say amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Say amen to that. May your heart never be discouraged that you leave the Lord. May you continue in the journey of life towards God Almighty. Say amen. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Say amen. You are not going to be set on a pit. You are going to be set upon a rock, on a higher level, higher dimension. Say amen. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Does somebody have a voice this morning? Somebody say, hear me, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. So you must cry with your own voice. Stop depending on other people's prayers all the time. You say your own prayer. Say amen. God wants to hear your voice. He loves your voice. If others doesn't love it, God loves your voice. Say, God loves my voice. And he wants to hear my cry. Say, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Say, big amen. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Amen. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. That means family members, biological family. If they forsake you, God will take you up. Say, Lord, take me up. Lord, take me up. Because some people have already written you off that you'll never make it. But the Lord say you will make it. Say, Lord, take me up. Hallelujah. Anybody who's reading you and trying to read your star, read your system, they have failed because God has taken up your case. Say, Lord, take up my case. Take up my family case. Say, big amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such has breathed out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Never give up hope. Continue to believe God will come through for you. Say amen. Somebody say, I will not faint. The goodness of God will be made manifest in my life and in my family's life. Say a big amen. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Somebody say, my heart is strengthened as I wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Let us pray. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, God, that you are our light and you are our salvation. We declare and decree, let there be light continuously and perpetually in our lives. We continue to hold on to your goodness. We put our trust in you, not in man. Everything fails, but you never fail. Father, we believe in you and we believe in your power. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. You shall make yourself manifest and you shall showcase your glory in our lives. In what you have declared and decreed that you will do, they shall surely come to pass. We wait on you, O Lord. We wait on you, O Lord. Our health belongs to you. Our life belongs to you. Our finance belongs to you. Our family belongs to you. Every part of us belongs to you. You are the life giver and you are the true joy giver. We receive what you have given to us. And we stay under the tabernacle of the Most High God. Lord, our hearts continue to yearn for you and long for you. And we will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We give you praise, O God. We give you praise. Every month of the year, we shall see your hand upon our lives. Every day of the week, we shall see your hand upon our lives. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, God, for your peace. That is at work in our lives. We receive the King of Glory, the Prince of Peace, oh, the Maker of and the Giver of all things. We bless your holy name. Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. Shine your light now. We say the Lord is the light and salvation of Israel. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, prosperity to her palaces. Father, deliver your people from all evil. Give not them to the will of their enemy and the desire of the enemy. Lord, arise, O God, and let all your enemies continue to be scattered. Father, you are greater than thousands and thousands of nations, hundreds of nations. Father, you are greater than man, greater than anything you have created. Father, do your will, O God. Do your will concerning Israel, Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus, Remember your everlasting covenant for your people. Let it come to pass speedily, Lord. Fight the defender of Israel. Defend your people, Lord. Deal with the enemies of Israel. In the name of Jesus, while the world is not against, you are for. Father, bring forth leaders that will continue to do your will. Protect your people, Lord. You are the shield and the buckler, the sun, O God, the rock of our salvation. Lord, we give you praise. Let your name be glorified. We thank you for our peace. Bless your people, Lord. Bless and remember your covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do your will, O God, and let your will override every other will. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing for the nation of Israel, for Canada, for United States of America, for Nigeria. We receive it for Senegal. We receive it for Mali. We receive it for Sierra Leone. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive it for all the nations of the earth. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, we receive it for the islands of the seas, and we receive it for from the beginning to the ends of the earth. Touch your people, Lord. Lord, save your people. Raise up godly leaders in the nations. Let the people begin to rejoice again. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, as the weather is changing in this part of the world right now in Canada, in Manitoba. Lord, comfort your people. Let them be free from flu and disease and sickness in the name of Jesus. Let the cold not affect any of our members. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your people, Lord. We command flu to flow away. We apply the blood of Jesus. We apply the word of the Lord. We thank you from strength to strength, glory to glory. Shall we bless your holy name. We thank you for total provision. We thank you recession will not hit our land, but abundance will come in the name of Jesus. Father, raise up the godly leader for our nations. Remove wicked leaders and put your righteous leaders. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. As elections are taking place and everything is coming in Canada and in United States, put the right leaders. Put them in the right place. Remove evil from our land and let the people rejoice. Righteousness exalts a nation and sin is the reproach. Our God reign and we declare your leadership and your rulership. In the name of Jesus, Father, rule and reign in our land. Rule in the churches. Rule and reign in the churches. Remove ungodly people from even the churches. In the name of Jesus, put righteous leaders, holy men and women of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, clean the land. Clean your people. Heal us and forgive us all our sins and all our trespasses. And heal your people, Lord. Bless our water and our bread. Remove sickness and disease from the midst of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, take control of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, provide for your people, Lord. Those that have no job, provide for them. And those who have jobs that as if they are being enslaved, deliver them from it. And give them a good job where they can glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, for promotion comes from God. Promote your people, Lord. Promote your people that they will have more than enough to take care of the house of God and their household. Thank you for total provision for Glory and Peace Church and for God's people. In Jesus' mighty name. Be in the service this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and testimonies. And bless the giver of the word, the carrier of the word, the speaker of the word, and the receiver of the word, and those who publish the word. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Amen. Apostle.